good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We're back here Tuesday, July the 10th, 2018, 13 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Terry Tackett, legendary pro wrestler, civil rights activist, and union organizer Thunderbolt Patterson, who in hour number one today, can you believe it, announced that he will be an independent write-in candidate for governor of Ohio in 2018 on the independent ticket. Thunderbolt, holy moly.
God is good.
Oh, my.
You know, what I've seen, I got to do it.
I tell you what, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have a question or comment here, we'd be glad to take it at this point. If you have a question for Thunderbolt about what you think he might do as governor, he's not shy to shy away from questions. 740-383-9944. Back to you, Terry, here. What do you think?
I'm just overwhelmed by the decision. I'm happy, but I'm just so overwhelmed. I mean, it's just a historic day here.
Now, recap the first hour for us, Terry, because it was quite historic.
Yeah. Well, you know, Thunderbolt just kind of came out, you know, and we threw some topics at him, and he gave his views on those topics, and then he just said that it's time for a change, and that he threw his hat in the ring, and he wants to be a write-in candidate in November for the governor.
As an independent.
Governorship, excuse me.
Now, what issues of importance stuck out to you in hour number one?
Boy, you know, really everything he talked about. I mean, it was from the heart. It was real. It was
very fascinating.
Unbelievable.
Thunderbolt, we talked about facts. Satch brought up some facts this morning when he returned to WWGH Radio. Lot of minority African Americans living in poverty.
Oh, yes.
What?
And that's nothing new. You know, I mean, you know, it's just things that's going on that's been going on for a long, long, long time. And you just cannot tell me that it can't be changed. Or it should have been already changed. It's a sad day that we're here in 2018 and we're sitting here talking about something like this here. Look at that water up there in Flint, up there in Michigan and all, and different things that's going on. Look at, how they're treating the unions, and the unions trying to help the people and things. It's just things that's going on now. They're trying to bust the whole world back and run it and keep it all for themselves.
So how in Ohio do we fix that?
It's think tank. We got to start at the beginning. The beginning is our education, and stop the killing with our young people. We got to get the family unit back working right, man and woman. We just got to get things together. We got to quit lying to people. We got to have places for these children to go and have fun and learn something.
As they always say in elections, economy, economy, economy. How can we get jobs here in Ohio?
Well, that's something we really need to look into, because that's all over. It's about that job situation. Everybody needs a job. If you don't work, you don't eat. So we have to look at, I don't know all of the markets and what's going on, how they've been going. But I do know that if they're trying to mess with the union or something, they're trying to bust them. So that's not good.
So would you want to talk to the head of the union?
I want to talk to everybody that's concerned. I'm not talking. Look, listen to me. I ain't got no time to play with you. I'm not going to play your game. I'm not your yes guy. I'm not your go along. I'm not going to play. I don't have no time to waste. If you're not serious, let me alone.
I think Terry and I have the same consequence here, stunned, because I've spent some days with you. What prompted this?
Well, you know, to look, man, don't nobody in this country know no more about being mistreated through your work, through your family, or just so-called friends than I do. I've been a lot of places. I've been here before. I've been here a couple of times. Then I end up coming back at a certain time. And during that time, everything that has happened, I would say, is one of the reasons. I mean, like I say, Georgia, family, hey, when they kick you under the bus, buddy, you're under the bus unless you get out.
You get to meet a lot of people. Happenstance, we were at the fair. What did you hear from the people of Ohio?
Well, people of Ohio, it seemed like they're really confused. Seemed like they've been dealing with a lot of crooks. You know? Yeah, and just, you know, it seemed like they need places for kids to go. No entertainment. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of other things that, you know, we can see in the news every day about the brutality of the, you know, the killing each other, and, you know, and the racial part that people are edging on. These are things that we can't tolerate that kind of stuff any longer.
What is, how can we turn the ship around?
There's well, no. Well, first of all, I want to meet with the heads. Give me a view. Don't take much for me to understand. I want to meet with the sheriff. I want to meet with the heads of the people. Because we got to have law and order, number one. And we got to have some real deep classes of teaching people how to act. When the cops stop you, they're doing their job. Getting smart, no, we don't do that. Nobody want to do nothing to you unless you act a fool. Let's be good, let's be nice. And then if something happens, it's legitimate. But no, we bring a lot of things on ourselves.
Just to make mention again, and if you have a question, feel free to call 740-383-9944 on what will go down as an historic broadcast. Boy, put this one in the archives, Adam. Holy moly. Claude Thunderbolt Patterson has announced he's an independent candidate for governor of Ohio this year.
As a write-in.
How do you think getting in late will affect you, Thunderbolt?
Hey, what's for you is for you. The time. Hey, I don't worry about that. I believe that people want change, and I believe people want some honest people around.
Now, the people who will come, because they will, and this is just an honest question. People say, this is a joke, Thunderbolt. This is a joke.
They've been saying I'm a joke all my life. And it's all real. Am I a joke?
No, I've been with
you. Look at what I've done in my life. Being suppressed. You understand? I wanted more. It's a joke. Is it a joke what they're doing up there? What's going on now, is that a joke? So, hey, don't bring it that way. Let's talk about it. Let the people decide.
We sit in Marion, Ohio. This is the... We went, you know, as sightseeing this past Sunday. We went out...
Well, that meant a lot to me, man. Well, yeah. That's part of it, too, now.
Talk about it.
I mean, I just, hey, you know... it just didn't all come. You know, went to the Harding House. You know, this is a historical town. You know, and I mean, all of that couldn't have been wrong.
Had a president come from
you there. Understand what I'm saying? I mean, we got some backbone, some death. All I want to do is try to keep it going on, man. I felt the vibe. I felt a good vibe of where I was and where I am. And that's all I'm going to say.
And as we've been driving through town, you've had a lot of good things to say about the city. Now, say those
clean,
things.
Clean, man.
Yeah.
Clean. I like that. I like that. Clean.
But you said before you leave town, you want to go to the West End.
I want to go and look at it. Yeah, I want to go and look and see what's going on over the whole city. And I also want to meet with the sheriff. Because that's my main concern, is the sheriff, because we must have law and order, and the people that's in the hood. Because we all must come together as one. And we all must have some law and order. So, you know, it's a shame, man. You got to, not only do you have to have law and order from, the haters and the killers out there, you got to have law and order from the principalities in high places that are doing things under the table, you know what I'm saying? The ones you believe in. Come on, man. Come on now.
Now, one person can start a movement, but you got to have people. What do you say to people? Because you will need organizers, help. What do you say to those people?
Y'all come. It's real simple. You know, stronger than the links in your chain. If you like it, if you think about it, come on. Let's see if you qualify. We can do a lot of things together, but I don't want to come in your town and try and tell you what to do. I want to come in your town and help you do what you need to do.
Terry, where are we here?
That's the best, you know, the best advice I've ever heard, you know, from.
What are the problems facing us today, in your opinion?
Oh, boy. Where do you start? I mean, I think he's touched on a lot of them. I think we gotta definitely address the. Are you talking about for mayor or just Ohio?
Yeah, well, Ohio. Yeah.
Oh, well, obviously we gotta address the opioid issue, and I think, you know, he talked earlier about the guns issue. I think it's a big thing. You know, of course, everyone always wants to talk about economy and the jobs and everything. I think
when you go into the voting booth, what's the most important issue to you?
It's a collaboration to me of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, are we working to try to attack all those problems?
There we go. Know? There we go. We can't just dwell on one thing and
it's
leave
be a
something
effort,
else.
To, yeah.
See, that's just a diversion. We got to, our job is to get it all done. Not just a piece of what we want done, or how we see it, or how somebody wants us to do it.
I was going to say, or whether this person wants us to get it done.
Look
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's very interesting. Now, when it comes to people who see people feel worn out. People look tired. People look worn.
Shouldn't they be? It's ridiculous what the American people had to go through. I mean, you got enough trying to take care of your family. You got enough problem with your own family trying to survive, live, pay that note, pay enough right there. And then everything that you're laying out there for somebody to do for you or speak on your behalf or make it better or whatever, they're going the other way. They're on a whole nother agenda. Come on.
You know, it's interesting. When I think of the people, we talked about Mayor Daley this morning in Chicago. He was a no-nonsense type of guy. We've talked about certainly President Trump, different individual. Mm-hmm. These people, you know, they came to the job with not really any political experience.
And could do a lot of things and done a lot of things good. You know, what you do wrong is what you choose to do. Corruption comes from you making just a decision, not a quality decision. I had a little bit of money at one time. I ain't never had no big money, but money don't move me. God has prepared me to live, and that's all I need is to live and be around good people.
What part does the community play?
Hey, look, man. This is what I did. That's all I've been dealing with now. Community, and from where I'm in Atlanta, there and all. Communities is groups getting together, educating, teaching people things in life that can help their life, make it a little more easier. Communication. Now, we should have, the churches, some of the churches is doing their job. A lot of the preachers ain't right, though. And there's a lot of other different organizations that's not right. But some of them are doing their job. We just got to weed out the bad apples, man. I mean, see, that's where you need people to understand and know that won't go for just anything.
It's where we are. Now, Thunderbolt, one thing, you and George Kasotis, a good friend of ours, at the fair the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You're a deputized sheriff?
Wait a minute. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, how did that happen?
Well, I mean, ever since I've been in, ever since I left Waterloo. Look, when I left Waterloo now, before I left Waterloo, before I got married and left Waterloo, I wasn't just with the law. I kind of beat up on the laws and stuff, things like that. You know, I was just wrong. You know, but after I left and got to Amarillo, Texas, I saw one of the most sharpest crackerjack teams of sheriff department I've ever seen, and I really wanted to be a part of it, but they told me that I couldn't be a part of it because I had been divorced. I couldn't quite understand that, but my pastor in Macon, Georgia, that's where I was before I came up to help my daughter with her mother, my kid's mother. My pastor is the Colonel, Dr. Reverend Colonel Carswell of the Bibb County Sheriff Department. And I lived in Twiggs County. Darrell was sheriff. I saw Darrell come in there in Twiggs County and clean Twiggs County up. There was 26 meth houses on one street. I saw Darrell come in there, Sheriff Darrell of Twiggs County, come in and clean that up. I saw Carswell to rise in rank and be in a polluted town as Macon in the South and not get blemished, being real, standing on the word. And then, but before all of that, my friend was Sheriff Victor Hill. Before he got sheriff, they were doing, he was just the officer, but he was really doing some good stuff in Clayton County. And he's been a friend, and I am a deputy sheriff. Yes. And I am a preacher.
Well, that leads us to another point. What would be your relationship with the churches of Ohio?
Oh, I'm all about Jesus. I want to work with people that want to work with me. I don't want nobody's nothing. All I want to do is help. We can get people to understand us better together. Man, you got ideas. You got ideas. They got ideas. They got different thoughts. Everything I got ain't right. I got to be able to listen and learn. You understand what I'm saying? If you know what's going on, the people know what they don't like. The sheriff know what he going on in his town. That's where I'm coming from. The community, the family in the community, man, and parents follow them kids at school. Come on, hey. Because if you raise them up right, they might go, but they sure come back.
Terry, again, I come back to you hearing the discussion. What do you think?
I'm loving it, man. I mean, that's exactly kind of the same thing I was thinking. You know, just try to get more of the family unit involved, and you know, let's all work together for the common good.
Is there anything else? Does any of that other mess count at all? Just a waste of time and money. And look at them dying. Man, look how they're killing each other. I mean, the friends going to school together. I mean, or just the worst part is just walking up to a person on the street or just driving by. Man, come on now. Come on. If that ain't the devil himself. No. He ain't got no, Y'all, it's a new sheriff in town now. And the presence of God. You know, they talk about the three P's. The power, the provision, my mind going so bad.
The presence.
No. The presence is that fourth one.
Oh.
That's the one they leave out. The power, the purpose, and the provision. But Lord, if you don't know nothing about the presence, or never felt the presence of the living God, you already kept me. I ain't talking about what somebody told me or whatever. He kept me. I mean, I ain't had a job for 25 years or so.
It's a very deep conversation now. And you spend a lot of time in this area, the Sheik up in Detroit, working the Ohio area.
Oh man. That's a whole nother something. You know, when I come here, I was understanding a lot of things, and I went to Australia to work for Jim Barnett before I come here, getting out of a marriage, and incidentally, that's where my baby, I got a baby. This Lance, Pastor Lance Johnson, of the River, I'll show you some of the stuff. Revelation Church bought me a plane ticket when my daughter, my baby daughter, called Chuck Miller and told Chuck Miller that I was her daddy. And Chuck called me and said, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "Do I need to?" He said, "Yeah, you might order." He said, "You got a daughter that say," I said, "Well, what's her name? Who's her mama?" And when he told me who her mother was, that's my baby. So I called what was my baby, and I said, "Baby, you ain't the baby no more." And she had a real, real soft, sweet voice. What you say, Daddy? I say, you're not the baby anymore. Well, she wasn't mad or nothing. She said, where is she? You know, and that was the, I mean, you know, they say we, if you go through a period of life and find true love, are you hearing, feeling me a little bit? And some understanding. He sent me, I wasn't working, didn't have no job, then I'm just living off of retirement. Nobody, the only somebody that called me was Lewis Moore, a promoter up in North Carolina. So, I mean, man, it's
when you approach a problem, how do you work it out?
Well, I used to get mad and I turn it over to God now, man. I can't do nothing with it. I only make a mess of it. Because I stand on trying to, I try not to lie. And I don't treat nobody wrong. I treat people I want to be treated. And most people, I got a pretty bad rap. Say, I don't know how to talk to people. Hard to get along with. Well, that might be it if you ain't right. But I ain't bothered nobody.
And that's an important point. What do you think, Terry?
Man, I just...
Are you serious? I mean, yeah, what is it to say?
There's nothing more I can add to it. I mean, that's exactly... I mean, this guy, he's real. He's shooting straight from the heart. You know, he's going to tell you exactly how it is. And, you know...
Tom Ernesto. Tom Ernesto told me one time, he told me, I was too honest.
Well, that's a trait that's in the valley of the few.
Especially in this day and age.
When you hear the people who are running for office speak today, what do you hear?
I hear them talking about a lot of things that never happened. I mean, you know, the same thing that they were talking about 20 years ago. They're still talking about this. They haven't worked that out. You know, this going from one thing to the other, or, you know, how can we be for the people and so divided? Are you saying that that person is just wrong and you're right? Or you're right and that, how can that be? And we're supposed to be working for the same. So those people would jump out because God showed them snakes in the grass. All that stinking thinking. Don't care what you say about it, or how you say it about your thought. It's a whole new day.
What do you think about the way other people approach problems? Why do they seem not to
angry? Angry, man. How can you approach it? You ain't got no job, nothing to eat. Your woman ain't right, ain't treating you right. When you ain't got no money, ain't nothing gonna be right. If mama ain't happy, you ain't nothing gonna be happy.
What do you make of the scarcity of women in politics?
Well, man, it's always have been a chauvinistic world. Chauvinistic pigs treat women like they, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Why don't we have more Hispanics, African Americans, Latino people involved in sitting in office?
Because they don't want them there. Because they don't put them there. I mean, not put them there. They don't. A lot of them have accepted what they give them, and a lot of them is qualified but don't know how the channels or don't have the opportunity.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If we get to calls, we would love to get to yours, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, this is a live program today, very interesting program today. What do you make of what kids are eating now? Food.
Oh, it's bad, man. Got a lot of obesity. You know what I mean? That's one of my problems. You know, I've checked the health. My health is good. Health is good. The only thing that I got two problems, and that's stress and strain on my stomach, and the other problem is what that old iron done to my legs 30 years ago.
When you have a problem like that, how do you deal with it?
Well, I got a whole new diet that I should be on. I've been on it pretty good, and exercise and whatever. But these last few years, I haven't been able to do exactly what I'm supposed to do with the exercise and all because I spend so much time with her, and even with the eating and all, I fixed all of her food, all the food, and I try to eat a little bit better, eat right, and you just can't eat and the things that we used to eat. Even when you're getting older, you can't eat things. And the kids need to be taught how to, you know, start now and eat right.
It's very poignant because where is the next generation going to end up?
Ain't no telling. There's no telling if we as the citizens and parents don't step up to the plate, because I mean we can have people to governors and do different things, but we have to participate ourselves. You know, it ain't all about them. They wanted to let you think that way, and you allow that because you don't get involved. But it ain't all about them.
What does it mean to you to be a leader?
I never was. I don't know nothing about following nothing. I ain't never been no follower. I just can't understand the following. So anybody tell me what to do? Because I'm going to try to do whatever I can do right. I'm a team player, though. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a team player. I ain't got to lead. I just got to be in the bunch. We do what we do, Scott. Ain't got no big head or no ego trip.
When we talk about our current congressional district, today I believe I read in the Columbus Dispatch that our representative, Jim Jordan, is now, they're calling for an ethics investigation because of some allegations that...
I'm going to get a little more freshed up before I start talking about anything or anybody. A little bit more. I'm going to read a little bit. And then when I come back, we're going to come a wide slap open. Both guns blazing. Going nowhere but up.
What do you make just in general of all the investigations in government right now?
A lot of corruption going on. A lot of people is hiding a lot of stuff. And I mean, people hiding stuff and doing things to make you think they're guilty. If it wasn't there, we wouldn't be at this point.
A lot of money being spent on these investigations.
It's all about money. Everything is about money. What Jim Cornette say? If you do it the right way, you're going to make money.
When you were growing up, who were the people you looked to as respectable people?
my brother, my oldest brother. My oldest brother was a union rep at Ralph Packing House. And him and the cousin, the one that I told you about the wrestling. And there's a few guys in my hometown that I really, really respect. When I first started wrestling, I mean in junior high school, there's a guy called Virgil Carr, beat me in 56 seconds. And from that day on, I said, no more of this. But he was good. And then Jim Hoosman was my cousin. Well, we got a little history. Al Hoosman was a fighter. He had to leave the country. And years ago, this is early. But you know, maybe Trump will pardon me. You know what I mean? I've been, ain't nobody in this world been done no dirtier than me, man. By the ruthless people in the world. I mean, that's the category they in. I mean,
if you could meet with Donald Trump, what would you say to him?
Now, that's a good question right there. I know. That's a good question. Like I say, I'd probably ask for the pardon myself, but I would ask him what Vince got against me. So, I mean, because he's one of Vince's and Vince's wife, good friends and all, and he's tied with some wrestling and all and whatever. That's about all I could. And I'd congratulate him for stirring it up so bad, because he showed and stirred that up, you know what I mean?
Being that you came from the wrestling industry, I want to talk about these men I mentioned who have ran for office in the wrestling industry, and whether you knew them personally or just saw their work. Just give me a little thumbnail sketch of these people, and we'll start with Bob Backlund, who ran for Connecticut.
Bob Backlund was a tough young man. Tough. Could wrestle. And a very gentleman.
Tell me about Nikolai Volkoff.
I didn't know him that much. He was in the New York area. I didn't know him. Never met him.
Jerry Lawler.
Lied. Jerry Lawler. Tony gonna tell you about this whole story. I was the first champion, and they had a tournament, said I didn't show up. I didn't even know I was supposed to be there. You understand what I'm saying? Using me. A liar. And that's all I know about him, because I never did work for him. But he had no reason, as much money as he making and how he's doing, he had no reason to lie like that with me, for me.
Then the gentleman who did win office, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura.
Well, I never met him either, but I know one thing. He's just Jesse, kind of like Ole. Whatever he got on his mind, he's going to tell you. And you can pretty well believe it, because it's pretty well true. And he was a SEAL, so you know where that come from.
You know, it does come back in a way to military. We have veterans hospitals that are not well equipped in Ohio. Why do we let it be like that?
You know, why is anything as ran down and not and neglected all the money and all the veterans, number one, should be first priority. I mean, they didn't serve this country. I mean, they. It's almost, it's ridiculous, man. You know, they stealing money, doing other things, doing what they want to do, getting caught in this and all, but they ain't putting no money into the hospitals and into the schools.
I was going to say, you don't know how many times I've heard people's had to go to these VA hospitals with these long waits. And
come
these,
on, oh, come you, you on, know. Man, come on, man, no, no, come on. Come on, you had no. You got to make appointments and then serve the country. And I mean, it's some illness. It's some people that's really hurting that need the attention and not needed now.
What about the elderly?
Yeah.
Just throw us away, man. Just, you know. Like Bishop told me, I'm too old, and I was almost in my prime. So you see how he was talking about me, but the elderly though, man, is. I mean, why would just an individual on the street walk up and snatch a lady's purse, hit her side the head, or shoot a person? I mean, What has went wrong? What they done let go wrong? She goes, everything that's out there, man, they got a part in putting it out there. You know, I ain't got nothing wrong with some good rap and all, but man, you talk about ladies and police and stuff like they're dogs. I mean, what the people gonna think? And they making money off of this. So how do they allow that to happen? They want that to happen. Dividing all that.
We have about 5 minutes left in this segment, and want to touch on this particular subject because I think it's important. Not to discuss what's going on with our congressman in general, but it's a weird tie-in to the wrestling industry because Thunderbolt Patterson was an amateur wrestler. And the whole story revolves around this, so I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to ask a question. The story is that our congressman was a wrestling coach at Ohio State, and the team doctor was showering with the young boys and mistreating them in many ways. Now, there are seven at this point, I believe, seven boys who said that the coach, our congressman, knew about that. So I don't want to ask you about that because we don't know about that situation, but I want to say this. You were an amateur wrestler. There were doctors and coaches. Is there any way your coach could not have known if something like that was going on in your world?
He should have known if he didn't. Man, I really hate to hear that when young men and women's lives are messed up through the sickness and it ain't a word for it. Young people. But, you know, when I come up, it wasn't like that. Them old ladies turned me out, and them coaches or whatever, I could beat them. So that's bad though, man. When any of these places, in anything, you know, in wrestling or anything that take advantage of the participants and turn them out or use them. And that's a sick person.
Let me ask you this. Again, we don't really know, but seven of his students are saying he knew.
Well, man, look, 7-1, Hey, come on. They ain't got no
power in numbers.
Hey. Hey, come on, man. Come on. That's the reason I told you I need to talk to the sheriff. Everybody think they're bigger than the law. Law. You're not bigger than the law. I mean, you got to answer to somebody. And taking advantage of children, boys and girls, or anybody that says no. Come on, man. Come on. What are we living in?
Thunderbolt Patterson is going to be on with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. in the Pastor Steve Whitaker Show, Pastor Spot, 5:10 to 6. So stay tuned for that. But for the final 3 minutes before I turn this historic broadcast over today, Thunderbolt Patterson has announced he will be an independent candidate for governor of Ohio in 2018 on a write-in basis. Talk to the people, Thunderbolt. 2 minutes. Well, why should they vote for you?
Well, thank you very much. I just want to ask all Ohioans for your vote. I heard there's a lot of problems. I know that there's some problems. And I know the government and what's been going on in government. I don't know individuals at this point. Or what has happened and so forth. I will learn a little more. But I want your vote because one thing I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. They can't buy me and they can't frighten me off. So if we just stick together, come together on one accord, making this country, Ohio, great again, as, look, 99 years ago, 100 years ago, Mr. Hayden, stood for values, built a great small city. And then politics, greed, and money gonna come in and have people uproared of things. No, we shouldn't have to live like that. And you don't have to live like that. All you got to do is get up and be counted for. We got to register and vote. We're going to see a lot of places around. We're going to do a little registering here pretty quick. And that's about all. I love you. I love you. Because I love you.
Thunderbolt Patterson, he'll be back on the air today at 4:10. Don't change that dial.
I have incorrect. I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know. That's for you to try to figure out, and for you.